oral history interview for Pugs, Pinks and Porn Cocktail Module. John Matthews, I'm interviewing Mr. Alan Matthews, who was a sheriff in the late 1970s. Good afternoon, Mr. Matthews.
Good afternoon.
If you don't mind me starting, when you say sheriff, that's a very unusual position to hold in this day and age. It's what you see as a medieval position. What did your job entail?
Well, it was a medieval title, similar to the Sheriff of Nottingham. We also refer to our areas as bailiwicks. It had become so modernised that the main objective was to handle writs that came out of the northern area sheriff's department, which was in York. There is another one in London. My particular area covered West Yorkshire and Hallamshire, and our job entailed eventually to handle mainly writs of estreat, which is to try and obtain money owed by companies, individuals, organisations. It was mainly a job to try and help these people overcome certain difficulties at certain times. Failure to sort them out meant that we had to bring in bailiffs.
Who did they owe this money to?
Other people or other companies.
Did you have much interaction with the police?
Occasionally. Sometimes we needed their assistance in case there was a breach of the peace. And on other occasions, because we at times had power of entry and the police were struggling to gain entry, we would work together under the common banner, if you like, which didn't happen very often. But yes, there were a few. The only other time that we were involved with the police was we got writs of another type, which was a writ of estreat, which is the removal of a live body to a place of incarceration. In other words, to jail, which was not unpleasant, really, because most of the people we were dealing with were regular offenders who knew the system better than we did. In fact, there are various funny incidents that happened with it. One in particular was a man in Halifax, a late middle-aged man. We used to knock on his door, he was ready, had his suitcase packed. He always used to ask us, would we take him to see his wife at work so he could say goodbye? And we took him to Armley Jail in Leeds, to which he was usually got no bigger sentence than 4 or 5 months, usually in winter. We eventually challenged him on this and said, why are you doing it? And he said, well, it's warmer in there and I get fed and things. So he became sort of a good acquaintance. In fact, I think if we would have asked him, he'd have probably got on the bus.
What was your interaction within the court systems?
We very rarely called on to actually go to court. It was mainly the court decisions we were dealing with. I mean, we had the discretion to allow people extra time to either find money or resolve the issue. Obviously, if they couldn't, then we had to take further action. Well, not me personally, but it struck to other people to take action, to either issue bankruptcy proceedings or winding up orders. Again, luckily, it didn't happen that often, because to give somebody that had reached a point where they were, well, put it bluntly, scared, and for us to turn up and try and assess whether the company was worth saving or not, meant that it was a kind of helping in a way, and they were glad of it.
So, what was your experience like being a law official on one hand, but not in the conventional sense of being a policeman?
I can understand what you're saying, because we were not known, we were never named. We didn't have an office with a big sign over the door saying Sheriff's Office. We worked undercover, in a way. We worked from conventional offices, where we had officers, but usually they're offices of estate agents or auctioneers. That if we were challenged of what we were doing in a company by an employee or whatever, we had to sort of say, well, we're doing an insurance assessment or we're value of the company. And it looked plausible. So really, we never disclosed our identities.
Did you have to call on the police often, or was that more of a rare occasion?
Very rarely. The situation that called for us to work at the constabulary was usually a very difficult situation that could involve violence or public affray, I suppose, in a way, because some of the people that we were dealing with were quite unsavoury, which obviously working together with the law enforcement officers to make it as quick, clean and clever as possible with as least fuss. There are instances where we had some fun doing it. It seemed to be a situation that we were all concerned about. When we actually turned up, it turned out to be totally different. In fact, one particular incident I remember, we were chasing a very unsavoury character. When we eventually got him, he thought we'd done a fantastic job in helping him, that we actually became quite good acquaintances. I was asked to be his daughter's godfather at one point, but obviously you have to remain professional and detach yourself from it. All in all, you know, it was a very satisfactory outcome.
And you never had any issues with the police?
No, I mean, obviously they respected us and we respected them.
So it was a mutual partnership?
They would help us if need be, and we would help them if need be. Sometimes we were called upon by the system that we had to work together. We'd no choice in the matter. There were never any disputes or arguments. Just part of the legal system of this country.
Finally, Mr. Matthews, were there any notable incidences that happened to you whilst you were a sheriff?
Obviously, being called a sheriff meant that people related to John Wayne, etc., and I've been told to get on my horse and go away quite often. All in all, it's a very varied job, and it was very time-consuming at times. It was like something out of an American TV programme, where we could know that a suspected dodger, if you like, was due back at his premises or whatever. We'd just sit there and wait while he arrived, so we could actually get hold of him.
Sort of stakeout, so to speak?
Yeah, sort of a stakeout. Now you're being like thinking of us John Wayne.
I apologise.
Which we're not. We were doing a job which I think was a very worthwhile job.
Mr. Matthews, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.